this time. There is a great sense of peace. I am sure that each one of you feels this to be so. As I speak with you this time, it will be quite short, so I will invite you, my dear friends, to ask me any question that you would like me to answer. And for the rest of your time, each one will be worked with by one from our side of life, who will try to inspire and to help you in whatever way is needed for you.
That's very nice. Thank you.
So, if you would like to begin, I am happy to be with you.
Thank you. Well, there's one question that I think we're all thinking about. At our last meeting, there was no speech. But one of us, Sue, was impressed with the information that energy was being drawn from each of us, and it was described as like the aurora borealis, streams of energy, and it was also being drawn from other groups about the world and was being blended for redistribution. I was wondering if you would have any comment on that.
Yes. As you fully understand, each one of you is a light being. Of course, as spirits, that has to be so.
Yes.
As energy is used, sometimes it is displayed or recognized in the form of color, which would explain why the instrument explained it in this way. The closer you come to us in spirit, the brighter the colors become, and the light has a sharpness which you would not be aware of in everyday life. These lights are indeed spiritual lights. But it should not surprise you because until you truly recognize yourselves as spirit first and foremost, you will always have this surprise. I would have to say this to you, that as far as other groups and energies are used throughout your world, they are normally used as individual groups. I cannot say this time, but I will look to see why the instrument would feel that there would be some blending here as well. Many groups throughout your world are aware of the light energies. Of course, you cannot work with spirit without it. You cannot exist without it. You understand?
Yes, yes, I'm sure we all accept that.
I will confirm for you next time what indeed was happening.
Thank you. The way that it was described, it seemed like a grand event, but perhaps it is something fairly normal.
Yes, that is why I say you need to become more fully aware of the beings that you are and the energy that you are. Because, my dear friends, even as you sit here this time, your energies are blended for the purpose of helping us to come to you. And that energy is utilized to the best of our abilities in order that we can make use of it at these times. You understand?
Yes, thank you, Sandra. That does open our eyes a little further in relation to energy considerations.
But your instrument, she described how she felt. It was as though her mind was travelling through space. And on coming back, she did have quite a job to connect back with the body.
Which happens sometimes. That is why I request that there be no sudden noise. Her mind is always placed to one side whilst I use the physical body for speech. But the difference last time was that she had some memory of it. That is all.
Yeah.
It is not anything that is different.
Was it just a coincidence that she had some memory of it this time, or is it because she's becoming
more attuned?
Yes.
Yes. More attuned to what is happening, more demanding in what she expects. She has been asking questions.
Ah, right. Now she's getting some answers.
Yes.
That's very good, thank you.
Has that been helpful to you?
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much. I have received... I have received a request from one of our readers, one of our newer readers who is very interested in our meetings and has asked if he can place a question with you. It's from one we know as Tony, and it is about spiritual pathway.
You're just going to have to use a light.
Thank you. And the ability to be healed. I think he's a little... I get the impression he's a little rigid in his thinking here, that he feels that healing... I've had to read a paragraph from his letter, which I think this is the crux of the matter. He says our Earth life plan is predetermined before we arrive, having been discussed with our guides, spirit helpers, and family in spirit. This is something that for many years I have felt to be the case. On the basis that our life here will follow predetermined lines of development and experiences, I cannot understand how spiritual healing can help somebody who is not well if that illness is something that the individual must experience during his life on earth. Could it not be argued that if the spiritual healing has an effect to remove or reduce the illness being suffered, then the healer, if he or she is able to grant relief, is in fact altering the operation of the normal natural laws.
Yes.
I'm sure he would be grateful to you for any words you may have on this.
Yes. Firstly, let me say to our dear friend that no healer on this earth heals. They are used as an instrument from spirit, through spirit, to spirit. This we have discussed before. But a healer, no matter in which way he is used for healing, whether it be within your medical profession, what you term spiritual healers, no matter what form of healing, no healer can interfere in that life. Therefore, if an illness is what has been accepted for this lifetime, then no healer can heal that. I agree with his words. So, firstly, he must accept that no one upon this earth, whether they be an instrument for spirit or not, can interfere in another's life. But what does happen and is happening is that people who, and remember my past words, who create their own illnesses whilst in this lifetime, can, with the help of spirit, forego all of these conditions. Can you see the difference? Do you understand what I am saying to you? If not, please say no.
So, I was going to say, if they're really very spiritually aware, they would be able to accept the help.
It is nothing to do with being aware, but if they have created medical conditions within the physical body, then what is needed is for the spirit to be touched so that a healing can take place.
Yes.
That is the difference.
And such a condition would arise from free will.
Yes. But you cannot interfere with someone who has come with a condition of illness, because that is the life they have chosen. There is a difference. You need to see that difference to understand why these things happen.
But there could be people who come with an illness that could be cured, and maybe that is to show them, perhaps to give them some sort of belief or understanding. Could that be the case as well?
If they have chosen to come with an illness and that is their life plan, then no healer upon this earth can change that.
No.
But there are those who are willing to be changed sometimes, as long as the healer does not encroach upon that life plan, then healing, of course, can and does take place.
Yes, yes.
But it is the spirit that is touched, not the physical being. You have to remember the difference. You are spirit with a physical body.
And it may just be that the healing will help them cope with whatever ails them.
Yes, it can help, but it cannot erase the condition sometimes. That is why some people respond, others do not. It is because the spirit has not been touched.
And I get the impression there's more illness on our planet from misapplied free will.
Yes.
Than from predetermined life path.
Yes. Human beings have to take responsibility. And I am sad to say this is not happening too quickly, because the human being always finds another reason why there should be these conditions in their lives. If only each one of you would go inwards to find that spirit within, there would be so much less illness in your world.
Yes.
You understand?
So, in effect, we could could self-cure so much more.
Of course. I have stressed this to you in the past, that you create, therefore you can change. If you have created something with your mind, you can undo it with your mind.
But not if you come, with a...
No.
With a
life plan.
Yeah.
Yes, no. It can be helped, but it cannot be erased.
No.
Otherwise, you are interfering. Mm. And with natural laws, that cannot take place. That would not be allowed. So you see, it explains why even with people who seek healing, they do not find it, because it is not meant to change. You understand? But I have to tell you, my dear friends, most conditions that people suffer on your earthly plane are self-inflicted.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. Sometimes self-infliction actually can help the people, you know, if they get something the matter with them. That in turn can help, once they realise what it is, that in turn can put them on the right pathway, and perhaps a better path, well, I say a better pathway, but, yeah, better than I was just thinking of Emily, for example, who thinks that she's had depression for a long time, from a very young age, but now she's got over it, she seems to be going forward much better.
Because the spirit has been touched.
Yes.
Because illness, you see, is a selfish act. Illness creates attention. Illness deflects from the true spirit and nature of life. But yes, once the spirit is touched, then spirit can then help and move forward. You have to look at it from a spiritual aspect, not from a human viewpoint. Otherwise, you will be discouraged. You will not accept our teachings of illness, but there will be an outcry of how can that help? Why do we have this? Why do we have that condition? You cannot allow it to take hold of your life.
Well, I was thinking about my granddaughter. Now, it must be probably about a couple of years ago, I had a message from my husband, who's in spirit, saying that the time she was 18, we would see a difference in her.
Yes.
So her pathway, she's on the right pathway. It's something she has to put up with, because at that time she had about 3 years to go to 18.
Yes.
So he could see in spirit the wider picture again.
There is a wider picture, but remember also that you human beings have the capability of changing your lives.
Yes.
Each step along the pathway belongs to your free will. That is why sometimes people say, but I have been told this, I have been told that. Why has it not happened? Because somewhere along that pathway, the will of that person has altered.
Yes. ask you, because, I mean, we were rather banking on this 18 thing. Yeah, right. That's lovely. Thank you.
Going back to the illness is self-inflicted. For children, as they're very young, how could that be self-inflicted as they're so very young? And if they've been born with the illness, if they're particularly young?
That is a case of spirit coming back for a reason.
Right.
A strong reason. If a baby is born with a condition, it has been born in that way in order to lead a life of spiritual growth. That is the difference.
Well, thank you for that clarification, Sanimet. And I think your words explain why spiritual healers are broadly so successful.
Yes. They cannot interfere in anyone's life. And if the spirit is not touched, there will be no healing. And there is nothing any healer upon this earth can do to change that. But it is the most important, my dear friends, to begin and always understand, recognize that you are spirit first and foremost. Then all other parts of living will become less important. You must know of people who have overcome great obstacles in their lives, whether it be health, whether it be living life in terrible conditions, with tragedies abound, and yet these spirits shine brightly.
Yes.
That is a case of spirit taking responsibility for what is happening in their lives.
So if you've got an ongoing illness, it's the belief that you will get better, and the going within and just listening to yourself and telling yourself you're not ill. Is that how I was just thinking?
It is not a belief. It should be a knowing, a certainty that spirit can overcome many things. You cannot have one answer to so many different conditions. That is why in our world there is much discussion before people are born into your world. These decisions are not taken lightly. But those who choose to live a life of hardship or illness at the end of that lifetime have created a wealth of spirit. Do you understand?
So you could come in, before you come over, decide that you're going to have a life of illness, and so whatever you do, you're going to keep being ill.
you will have that illness, not, I would not say many illnesses. Mm. Most illnesses are created within the lifetime they have chosen, because of the way they think, of the way they eat. So many conditions can change. And remember, my dear friends, the stress of your daily lives and the inability to allow spirit to heal you each day of your lives. And I would also say to you that illness does not always show itself at the time of worry or confusion or wrong thinking, but can sometimes make an appearance years afterwards. So, again, we have time factors coming, and that has to be a consideration.
So, if an illness comes many years later, would that be sort of a planned thing, would it?
Not at all. It depends on why that illness has shown itself within the body. The physical body has the power to heal itself, but the opportunity has to be there. The human being must allow quiet times to allow spirit to come forward. That is why so often, my dear friends, I tell you that you must take time in your daily lives for meditation. What is meditation? It is a union of your spirit with those in our world, where after all, that is where you belong. But you are clothed in these physical bodies, which can go wrong unless you keep spirit strong. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you. That's helpful. Do you understand, Emily?
Mm-hmm. And she is making good progress because now her mind is working and looking forward. Her spirit is becoming stronger, which then encourages the body to help to heal itself. You understand?
Thank you for that.
Now, has that helped you with your question?
Yes, I
think that's wonderful. Yes, it's clarified much for me, and I'm sure it will for Tony when he receives this transcript. You mentioned time factor in an illness to or disease to show itself.
Yes. Not always, but sometimes.
Hmm. And would the reverse be true in spiritually correcting that physical matter? Might there also be a considerable time factor there? Or would it be a faster acting?
give the delay. Please, my dear friend, please repeat your question.
Yes. While there is a, or there may be, a time factor involved in a disease showing in the physical body.
Yes.
Might there also be a time factor in the healing of that disease? Would time be of a variable nature, so that perhaps one condition takes years yes. to heal, or would it generally be faster in the healing process?
Dependent upon the cause of the condition depends the time factor. Some healing is instantaneous. Other healing, of course, takes some time and can be attained over quite a long period of time.
Yes, I imagine these.
It's variable, yes, as you yes. say.
Yes, perhaps the state of the physical body.
Yes, of course. It has to remain a factor. After all, healers in this world are physical beings themselves. So, as we use them from spirit, we encounter their own conditions, if you understand. And that sometimes can make a difference. You understand? Is that clear for you?
Yes, I see. So the physical body of the healer also comes into the picture.
Of course, because we have to use their bodies, their hands, their minds. It is coming from our world through the healer's spirit to the spirit of the person who seeks healing. It is not a one-to-one set of conditions. It is not that simple. I wish it were. I wish I could say to you this, this, and this, and all falls into place. It is all much more complex than that.
Yes.
That is why you should not judge one against another. Because not only are two people physically different, but probably spiritually different. You understand?
Yes, I can see it's not a simple matter at all.
Not at all.
It's not at all. Quite complicated.
Now, if you are happy with that question and answer, are you?
Very happy, yes, thank you. I don't think that's clarified it for all of us.
Could I just ask, I know that the spirit and we have the overcoat is the body, but if we look after the body, is that a way of looking after the spirit too?
Of course.
So eating well and looking yes. after yourself, that's a way of looking after.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Thank you.
If you had a car or an animal, would you not look after its outer well-being?
Yes.
In order for that to function properly?
Mm.
Yes, of course. Remember that your physical body houses your spirit,
mm-hmm.
and that is the important ingredient mm-hmm. in any lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my dear friends, I have been happy to join with you once again.
We are most happy to receive you, so much.
Yes.
But it is now time that I take my leave of you and allow those who are waiting close by to come nearer and to impress each one of you with something that hopefully you may recognize or feel or see. I will now leave you bathed as always in that great love of spirit. And until we come together next time,